It's a big weekend for UNC athletics. It got underway on Thursday with a very disappointing loss for the Tar Heel football team. They've got a week to rebound before North Carolina A&T comes to town on Saturday. Joining us now to talk about ACC football and sports in general from the UNC Kenan Flagler Business School, Dr. Deb Stroman. And what do you make of Tar Heel football after that first game? Defense played well, offense less so.
Absolutely. Well, it was certainly a winnable game for the Tar Heels, and most of everyone in the stadium, probably South Carolina fans as well, thought that North Carolina really had a great chance to win the ball game going into the fourth quarter with I believe it was a 13-10 lead. But, you know, it is one game. It certainly is not going to make the season. The schedule is very kind to Carolina with A&T, Illinois, and Delaware coming up. So conceivably, they could be 3-1 going into the tougher part of the schedule. I think a lot of people are questioning Marquise as quarterback, but he is the go-to quarterback for the team. He had a tough night. I think also people are once again questioning the play selection when we're in the red zone, as in why not run the ball a bit more considering how Elijah Hood was running. So overall, I think it's not panic time. It was a winnable game, but there was a lot of great things that happened. The defense was solid, came up with a big stop in the fourth quarter, that 4th-and-1. We had great field goal kicking, one for 47 yards, and certainly Bug Howard looked like another version of Eric Ebron in the sense we'll have a go-to receiver this year. So again, not panic time, but a tough loss.
What about the ACC in general? The weekend's still not over for the ACC. Virginia Tech is hosting Ohio State tonight, but what about the other teams, how they did?
Well, I'm always amazed how, well, I'm not amazed anymore. I guess I'm very respectful of how the SEC handles their marketing. They continue to convince the fan base, the college football fan base, that they have the most powerful conference. And indeed, when you talk about national championships, they are the conference that tends to get their top team in the final game. But I would say when you look at draft picks and look at our league from bottom to top, the ACC has been very, very impressive. And I think our flagship football programs, Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, they've started out well. Virginia Tech getting the opportunity, as you mentioned, to go against Ohio State tonight. I think all eyes will be on that game. But Florida State had a great opening. Everett Golson, and I don't want to call him a transfer, he just had the opportunity with another year of eligibility to go to Tallahassee, having left Notre Dame. And he had a strong, strong opening game, throwing for 4 touchdowns, and Florida State didn't have any turnovers. Clemson is picked to win the ACC, and, you know, they've got the superstar, Deshaun Watson, and they look solid as well. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a strong year for the ACC, and I would hope that we'll be able to get a team into the national championship.
Do you think we will?
I do. I really like what Florida State was able to do by pulling in Golson. They're solid. They have a favorable schedule. I think the battle, you know, might end up being Florida State and Clemson, but you can't rule out what's happening at Georgia Tech every year. Coach Johnson's able to get that strong offensive line, and they run for 300, 400 yards a game, so I wouldn't rule out Georgia Tech either.
There's a lot of uncertainty still at the top of the rankings. Again, Auburn, number 6, popular pick to win the SEC. They struggled against Louisville. Ohio State, will know more about them tonight as they take on Virginia Tech. Ohio State was the number 1 team in the preseason poll consensus for the first time ever. No other team had ever gotten every single first place vote in the preseason poll. And I looked at that and I thought, oh, that is a surefire guarantee that Ohio State is going to lose at least 1, 2, 3 games. And, you know, I'm from Michigan. I'm supposed to hate Ohio State. I'm also a Big Ten fan, so I was fine with them winning the national championship. I just don't see them running the table this year.
Well, it is difficult to go undefeated in college football, and certainly Urban Meyer has done an amazing job going to the Big Ten and just becoming the star program. And I'm sorry, you know, I know this is tough for you to swallow, but to me, at this level, at the college level, so much is around motivation and getting guys who are maybe 3 or 4-star type players to play above that. And that is what Nick Saban does at Alabama. It's what Urban Meyer does at Ohio State. There are just certain coaches that can bring out the best in players. They have a they're a 14-point favorite over Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech shocked the world last year by going up to Ohio State and winning. But I'll tell you, he's now got the best recruiting plus his motivation. So I like you. I don't believe they'll go undefeated, but I would not be surprised to see them back at the very least in the Final Four.
And certainly that was the case last year. Ohio State lost to Virginia Tech. Certainly didn't stop them from running it all the way to the national championship. We're speaking with Dr. Deb Strom and UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. And aside from college football, the other big sporting event in the nation right now is the U.S. Open. And I know you're a huge Serena Williams fan. Serena's facing Venus Williams. Is it tomorrow?
It is Tuesday night. Tuesday night quarterfinal matchup. They're calling it Gracious versus Tenacious. I think Richard Williams, the father of the daughters, predicted back when they were 11 and 12 years old that one day that his daughters would be champions. But he also said that Serena would probably end up being the better player than Venus because she is very, very strong mentally, and he described her as having the mentality of a pit bull in that persistence. And it certainly played out that way. Serena has 21 titles. Venus has 7. Of course, everyone knows it's, I think we equate Labor Day weekend with the U.S. Open. And watching Serena going for all four majors in a single year, trying to surpass or tie Maureen Connolly, who did it in 53, and Margaret Court, who did it in 70, and of course Steffi Graf, who did it in 1988. So all eyes will be on U.S. Open on Tuesday night, watching these sisters go into another big battle.
And you look at the bracket, and this is the case as this is always the case for me, just sort of as a casual fan of tennis, that whenever Serena Williams doesn't win, whoever it is that wins, it's a huge upset for me because it's basically Serena Williams and everyone else at this point, and it's been that way for so many years, and certainly the case now. You look at the bracket and the way it's fallen apart on the women's side. A lot of the top seeds have lost already, so Serena gets past Venus on Tuesday, she's got a relatively easy run to the final.
Well, I think you're right in the sense that there isn't on paper someone who's supposed to beat her or challenge her. I think what happens is her mental state, whether or not she can handle the pressure that she's that close. Certainly, we only have one United States player left, Lepchenko, and then a player who used to be number one, Azarenka. She could pose some problems. And then, of course, the second-ranked player in the world is Simona Halep. But Azarenka and Halep, they're all in the lower bracket. So if Serena can get by her sister and then possibly two other strong players, but again, they don't have the top rankings. They're not even in the top 20. So if she can get past her sister and then one more player, she's conceivably will go against her own self, that mental state of can she take all the pressure of being home in New York? The fans are just screaming and loving her. Then she's got to think about, you know, that big weight on her shoulder. And she says, you know, I've been watching the interview. She says that she's not focused on the slam. She's just focused on having fun. So we'll see if that fun really, really can take her to the championship.
It's a good mentality. We're speaking again with Dr. Deb Strom and UNC Kenan Flagler Business School. And before we let you go, we're not going to have a chance to speak with you, I don't think, again between now and Saturday. So what is your prediction for the UNC football game?
Well, it is a big game for the state. I believe it's the first time that UNC has played at home against an historically black college. North Carolina A&T will be coming in. I had the opportunity to watch A&T play at App State last year, and they're a solid program. And of course, to be able to come in and play against a Division I ACC flagship school, so A&T will be fired up. I think because we had that tough loss in Charlotte against South Carolina, I think the guys are going to come out in the opening quarter and really make a statement. That A&T, yes, it's great. There are some of you who probably had the opportunity to play at Chapel Hill, but for whatever reason you went to A&T, but we're going to show you that we play at a different level. So I predict at least a 3-touchdown victory over the Aggies.
Saturday is game time. We'll all be watching that at Keenan Stadium. Dr. Stroman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And again, don't forget, that game is on Saturday. Tar Heel Downtown is coming back to Chapel Hill. They've been doing this for the last couple of years. Head to Franklin Street and party with the Heels on Friday of this week in advance of the game. This is going to be from 6 to 9 p.m. right downtown. There will be family activities, cheerleaders, the UNC band, Ramsey's will be on hand, plus music from the Transit Vocal Band, too. You can get more info on that online at tarheeldowntown.com.